Welcome to Freedom to Retire with Jim Cipriotti, powered by Retire Ready Financial Group.
You got to be prepared. If you're not prepared and you have too much risk, you may make some adverse choices. And so you need to have a plan because the downturns are going to happen.
Jim Cipriotti has been helping people in the greater Philadelphia, South New Jersey, and Delaware area reach their retirement goals for over 25 years.
We just want to make sure we're not too aggressive, not too conservative either. We want that nice mix, and that's what I help my clients with every single day.
Now, it's Freedom to Retire.
History has shown us, you know, the market and elections, they don't always get along. The fear of the unknown has caused plenty of volatility. But Ed Klissel, market strategist Ed Klissel, told CNBC, he doesn't think we're going to see as much of it this year.
One of the two big reasons that the market reacts to the presidential election is the uncertainty over what's going to happen, and particularly if the incumbent loses. You don't know what the policies of the new administration would be. And we have a recent memory from 2016 to 2020 of what the economic policies of a Trump administration could be. So perhaps, even though because the uncertainty over who's going to win is going to be there because it's probably going to be a tight election, the fact that we probably know the basic policies of Trump and Biden could remove some of that uncertainty.
So, Jim, what are your thoughts on this? Do you agree? Do you have clients that are concerned about this upcoming election's impact on their retirement savings?
Well, think about it, Chris. For the past, few decades, we haven't had a situation quite like this where we know exactly what the existing administration's policies look like.
Yeah.
And we also know what Trump's policies have looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to Biden, I personally don't agree with a lot of his economic policies, let alone a lot of his other non-economic policies, you know, but that's a whole other story. But the market seems to be reacting nicely over the past year and a half, let's say, with some amazing solid growth that we've been enjoying in our investment accounts. And God only knows what other economic policies he could put in place if he does get reelected. He could very well put in place some policies that, with the help of Congress, of course, that really jolt the stock market and have it moving in the opposite direction in the coming year or two or three. But look, on the flip side of that, you know, we know if Trump gets in there, we have someone leading the country that understands the economy, understands the markets, I think, much better. Someone who's pro-business. And we already know his stance on taxes. And we can see he put those tax cuts in place several years ago. So we know he's in favor of lower taxes. And maybe we have a fighting chance if we can get him into office, maybe extending the tax cuts. Or even maybe coming up with new strategies to help keep taxes at bay. And most people listening to today have not really done enough to really take advantage of these Trump tax cuts over the past few years. And here we are now with less than 2 years remaining with these Trump tax cuts and with so many people having these really large gains in their 401ks and their IRAs recently, you really have to sit down and look at your finances and realize that you need to have a game plan on how you're going to pay taxes eventually on those big balances. And a lot of folks out there, they've been told, they think they're going to be in a far lower tax bracket when they actually retire. But when you factor everything in, factor in all the required minimum distributions, those are all those mandatory withdrawals you have to take, you're going to need to pull out those large balances of those retirement accounts once you're retired. And all of those withdrawals, don't forget, they're treated as ordinary income. And on top of that, you have to add Social Security to, that's also treated as ordinary income. If you have pensions or you or your spouse, pensions are included as ordinary income. Also, any interest that you collect from your CDs or these money markets or these high yield savings, all of that gets stacked onto your tax return and it's all taxed the same as ordinary income. So that means that so many people right now actually might be in a slightly higher tax bracket, Chris, once they're retired.
You know, and that means, that they've obviously been successful in their saving career and when it comes to the distribution, having that plan in place. So, kudos to them. But the other side of that, of course, is that, they're going to have to pay taxes on that money at some point. And you've mentioned and you've brought to attention the fact that there is this deadline and that people need to take advantage of it as soon as possible, sooner rather than later. But that window is closing. But it's not too late, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, we're going to spend some time later in the show telling people specifically how they can take advantage of these Trump tax cuts, because here we are in the height of tax season. So why not spend some time on today's show talking about it? But I wanted to share one story real quick about a couple that had been listening to our show for a while. They're from Ardmore, PA. And they loved that my Radnor office was only about 12 minutes away from their house, right down Lancaster Avenue. Mm-hmm. And my Radnor office is the Radnor Financial Center. It's that big building right behind the Radnor Hotel. That's where I am. But anyways, they reached out because they heard me talking about these Trump tax cuts. Not only have they heard, you know, listening to our show here, but some of their friends had mentioned it, coincidentally, during some of their dinner parties. And then another couple mentioned it during their church outings. And all they get, you know, taxes get brought up from time to time. And just like so many other people who are listening right now, they heard about these Trump tax cuts, but they didn't know exactly how to apply them to their particular situation. And one of the things that really grabbed their attention was that they have a son and two daughters who are doing very well for themselves. And they were concerned that if they pass away, if the parents pass away, let's say in their 80s, that their kids will be in their 60s by that time. And they heard their friends at these dinner functions talking about how the money in the 401ks and the IRAs, once it's inherited by their sons and daughters, that that income, that money has to be claimed. Those balances have to be claimed as income on their sons and their daughters' income tax returns. And one of their friends said, wait a minute, I made that money. I made that. So, you know, why should it be treated as if my kids made that money? And the husband and the wife from Ardmore, they, you know, they shared that same sentiment. And they said to me, Jim, it doesn't make any sense. Why would my kids be taxed on my money? But sadly, guys, that's the truth. All of the money that you have saved in these IRAs and 401ks, if it's inherited by your sons, your daughters, that money will be claimed as income, as if they made it on their own income tax return. And the part that's really a big kick to the gut to watch happen for me as a really a financial advisor to see this happening all the time is when parents do pass away in their 80s and their kids are in their 60s. Their kids, when you're in your 60s, you're in your peak earning years. So the kids often have to claim these large balances from the parents and stack that inheritance money on top of whatever other income that the kids are making from work, once again, in their peak earning years. So the IRS in this situation is oftentimes most often making out like bandits.
That's right.
Just watching mom and dad's hard earned investment account balances getting just gobbled up by these big tax brackets. Man, is it really a blow? But the good news is that there is a healthy potential solution for folks who are in a very similar situation, who do not want their kids to be burdened with those higher income tax brackets once they inherit the IRA and the 401k from you. And the answer is our favorite little four-letter word here on the show. It's that Roth, the Roth IRA. Because look, folks, when your kids inherit the Roth IRA money from you, they don't have to claim that money as taxable income on their personal income tax return. There's no state income taxes either. And why is that? Because mom and dad took the bull by the horns and took control of the tax situation and prepaid the taxes. And it's because mom and dad carved out time from their busy schedules to set up a time to speak with an investment planner and tax planner, someone just like myself, who mapped out a game plan for them to come up with a strategy to be paying the IRS the absolute least amount possible. And look, the IRS hopes that people don't plan any of this ahead of time. They don't want anyone outsmarting them. The IRS loves it when people are too busy because people are, people are busy these days. Let's face it. There's a lot of people that are have hectic work schedules, family life, work life. But nowadays with technology out there, like these video conferences, the Zooms, even the busiest of people, I don't care who you are. I'm pretty busy myself. I make time for important stuff. The busiest of people can connect with a financial advisor, an investment planner, a tax planner like myself for an hour or so each week, maybe for a week or two, because this stuff is really important. We work hard for our money. We got to keep it now. And now with these Trump tax cuts fading away into the sunset, personally, I can't think of a better time in American history where taxes have been cut this low, they're discounted right now, where you can get money into a tax-free Roth. So, you know, the money will grow tax-free. You'll pay taxes to get it into the Roth. But there's so many other potential tax benefits, not only for you and your spouse while you're living with that, you know, potential tax-free growth, tax-free income. There's no RMDs with a Roth. But don't forget about the tax privileges passing money along to your sons and your daughters, where they don't have to pay a cent of federal or state income taxes from that Roth. So look, if paying the least amount of taxes throughout your retirement on your savings and all, if that's important to you, but you feel like you're not getting the guidance maybe from your current advisor, or maybe you just have some general questions, grab your phone. Grab your phone right now. Give my office a call. And you're not going to speak with me at this very moment, but someone from my team will take down your name and your phone number, and they'll set up a time for you and I to chat later this week. The number, 610-894-7415. Again, the number to call right now, 610-894-7415. And what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to put together your very own tax analysis plan, and I'm going to do a completely complimentary for folks that call in now. So let's see if I can teach you something new. I bet you that I can, because look, we all work very hard for our money. We all know that. Doesn't it make sense to figure out some ways to give the least amount in taxes back to the government? And the last thing your kids need to be burdened with is heavy duty taxes when they inherit that money from you, all because you didn't take advantage of these discounted Trump tax rates while they're available right now. So now is the perfect time to get started on getting more information, at least on this sort of thing. So the number again, if you'd like to have my help, which is completely complimentary, the number is 610-894-7415, Chris.
You know, this being the time of the year where people are getting their tax returns ready and, you know, perhaps having to write that check to Uncle Sam right now and unhappy about the amount of taxes they have to pay, why not plan ahead, not just for, you know, the year prior, but for the next 20, 30 years beyond that, however much you're going to spend in retirement, and then, you know, your kids as well, minimizing that tax burden, that tax obligation. This tax analysis plan, it's a great way to get started with that and minimize the effect of Uncle Sam on your nest egg. 610-894-7415 for that complimentary conversation with Jim Cipriotti. Now, thanks to a rebounding stock market, the number of 401k millionaires is once again at a near record high, which is fantastic. Great. But the question is, should you roll over that 401k into an IRA? Here's T. Rowe Price's Roger Young over on Morningstar.
Broadly speaking, an IRA gives you more investment choices. It typically also gives you more control over how you take distributions. So you have a lot more freedom typically with an IRA. On the flip side, with a 401k at a large organization, you know, your investment fees might be lower. There might be some other reasons to keep money there. So it depends on your situation. It depends on the specifics of your work plan. And I'd also add, you know, your personal preferences play a role too.
As with so many things when it comes to retirement, it depends on your personal situation. Jim, how do you help clients decide whether or not they should roll over that 401k? And if so, do they need to roll over the entirety of it?
Well, look, Chris, most people listening to the show today have heard that term before, rollover. In fact, a lot of our listeners have already done a rollover before, and they know how easy it was to do. And for those listening that are not exactly sure what we mean when we say rollover, just know we're talking about transferring some of the money or all of the money from your current 401k or even your 401k from a prior employer. And we transfer those funds into an IRA. And the easy way to think about the IRA is, you know, you kind of want to look at it as like a basin. The IRA is like a basin that collects all of the other different retirement accounts and consolidates them for you. For example, you might have a 401k, maybe a 403b, maybe you're a federal government worker and you have a thrift savings plan. Maybe you have a deferred comp. Maybe you're with the city. Maybe you're self-employed. You have a SEP IRA or a SARSEP. Or maybe you work for a smaller company and typically they have something called a simple IRA. Maybe you work for the city. You have a 457 plan. All of these are different types of retirement plans. And anyways, these accounts can be transferred into your own personal IRA. There's no taxes when you do a proper rollover, by the way. So you don't owe anything in taxes. You're just switching companies. You're just switching financial firms. And these can be great because you can normally do them right over the phone nowadays, these rollovers, with little to no paperwork involved. You just call the place that's handling your retirement account. Let's say it's Fidelity. And you tell them the company you want to roll the money over to. And then they ask you to, you know, who to make the check payable to, which is going to be that new company. And they might ask the new, you know, the account number of your new IRA so that they can mail the check directly into that new company for you. Mm-hmm. The typical rollover phone call takes about 10 to 15 minutes. But the big question here would be why? Why, you know, in other words, why? Why should I roll my money out of my 401k and into an IRA? Mm-hmm. Especially because a lot of people right now are seeing decent growth in their account balance nowadays. So why even bother taking time out of our busy schedule to do a rollover? Well, there's several reasons why having your money in an IRA could be more beneficial than your regular 401k. And keep in mind, even if you're still working for your current employer with your current job, you're usually able to roll over money as long as you're over 59 and a half years of age. Also, if you rolled money into your 401k, you know, maybe from a prior job before, that money can usually be rolled back out of the 401k, even if you're under the age of 59 and a half. So if you're under or over, money that you rolled in from a previous job is normally transferable, or you can roll it over. And to answer your question from earlier, Chris, do you need to roll over the entire balance? No, you can roll over just a portion of the balance, or you can roll over the entire balance. But a lot of times people just roll over a portion, like half of their balance to an IRA, in order to take advantage of features that are not available in a basic 401k. And also worth pointing out is that when you do a rollover with your current 401k, you're still going to continue contributing mm-hmm. every paycheck, just as you have been, like every 2 weeks out of your paycheck. You're still going to keep getting the match on all that new fresh money. So that all continues business as usual, Chris.
And that's an important thing. You know, you don't want to miss out on that free money at all. But, you know, a 401k is designed to cover as many employees, you know, depending on the size of the company that you work with, as possible. But, you know, having it in an IRA, something that might be a little more specialized, custom tailored to you with the features that you want, there is benefit to it. But again, just to reiterate what we said earlier, it's not necessarily going to be the right move for everybody. It really depends on, you know, having that personal look at it and seeing what's best, right?
Yeah, of course. And it all boils back to that original question I just mentioned a minute or two ago. Why should anyone roll their money out of their 401k in the first place? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go through some examples specifically. First of all, let's say you want to be more conservative with your investments. You know, you're getting closer to retirement and you're not feeling the warm and fuzzies about the stock market. Well, usually the only thing they offer in the 401k is something like that stable value fund or that money market type fund. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you look at the interest rates that they're offering you, they're usually not going to be nearly as high as what you can get in a bank or a credit union these days, even with FDIC insured CDs. And I haven't seen really any stable value funds in 401ks that are offering like the 5.25% that you can get at your bank nowadays. And you can get those in IRAs at the bank by doing a rollover. And how about this tech boom that we're having? A lot of people have seen these stocks like the Magnificent Seven, these technology stocks, mm-hmm. like my goodness, Nvidia, the thing's on fire.
It's crazy.
Let's say you want a piece of that action. They're normally not going to let you buy individual stocks like Nvidia within your 401k. So let's say you take out, for example, you know, $50,000 and you roll that money over tax-free into your IRA. Then guess what? You know, you can really buy whatever stocks or whatever the heck you want within that new IRA. You can buy Tesla, you can buy Nvidia, Microsoft, you name it. And think about, you know, not only those stocks, but there's that whole universe of these really low cost ETFs that are available out there. These are the exchange traded funds. They're like the new version of mutual funds. And you can buy these ETFs, which essentially allows you to own maybe a little piece of hundreds of different technology stocks. And within the funds, a lot of times the ETFs have these really low expense ratios. So they're very cost effective. And these are not normally available in most 401ks. But what I'm finding to be the most common is that people are looking to prepare their retirement savings to have their investments geared up to produce monthly income. We got to replace that the paycheck. The paycheck's going to be going away once you're retired. We need cash flow to pay our bills once we take that leap into retirement. But once we are retired, it's just really hard for a lot of folks to think about this. But there's literally no more paycheck coming in from work, arriving in your bank account every month or every 2 weeks, however often your paycheck was coming in. And that's for the rest of your life. But your bills, what about your bills? They keep coming in your mailbox.
That's right.
And of course, most of us, well, we say, well, geez, we'll have Social Security help to help with those bills. But Social Security is not usually enough to pay for all of our bills and to pay for the stuff that we need in our life. I'm doing air quotes here, like traveling and, you know, things that are we need for the soul, you know,
sure,
things
yeah.
that we enjoy doing and going out to eat, splurging on our family and grandkids. So one of the main reasons people roll money out of a 401k into an IRA is so they can get positioned into an account that's going to be able to produce income, like, you know, income each month, like clockwork. And we're talking about secure, dependable income that doesn't rely on the stock market. Because most people listening today know someone that got hurt in the stock market, or maybe multiple people around 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was family members. Maybe it was older coworkers who retired before you. Because look, it's a known fact that we shouldn't have the same exact investments for all of our investment. You know, that we had in our 30s, our 40s, and our 50s. They shouldn't be identical as the investments that we have in our 60s and 70s and 80s. And the reason is because once we're retired, we're going to be drawing on that money. And as the stock market goes through its ups and downs and its corrections and its growth periods and then its cooling off periods, you're still going to be drawing on money each and every month. And it's a double negative. If you're losing money at the same time that you're also withdrawing the money to pay for your bills and your expenses. And one thing that we can all agree on is that no one wants to run out of money in your 70s or 80s or beyond. And sadly, that's exactly what happened to millions of Americans who were in their 60s, who retired in the early 2000s and also around 2008. So those people, they were invested exactly how so many people right now of the greater Philadelphia community, exactly how they're allocated as well in all of these high tech and these growth stocks. And I'm talking about folks that are really invested in just growth, growth, growth. And most people listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. But sadly, a lot of people think it won't happen to them. People think it's going to look as rock solid as it is today, and it's going to continue going up and up. So look, the bottom line here is that if you're approaching retirement within the next few years, or even if you're newly retired, it's absolutely in your best interest, a good idea, to get a handle on what you can be doing with your 401k. Find out, learn, get information from a couple of different financial advisors, me, maybe someone else, et cetera. And you might find that there's far better strategies that are more suited for your particular goals and more suited for your risk tolerance and all that. And a financial advisor like myself would be more than happy to get to know your situation a little bit better and make some suggestions. Because look, your 401k likely doesn't offer you the ability to get monthly lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
And it likely doesn't ensure your balance against stock market loss. And these are just some of the many reasons why millions of Americans are choosing to roll their money out of their 401k and into an IRA without owing a penny in taxes to transfer the money, because there's other features that are available, like those protections that we were talking about. So the bottom line here is, if getting more information on these types of new ideas for your 401k, if they're of interest to you, grab your phone, give my office a call right now. Someone from my team will set up a call between you and I, and we will explore these topics a bit further, you and I. The number to call is 610-894-7415. Again, the number to call now, 610-894-7415. And I just want to repeat, because it's worth repeating, it doesn't matter if you're still working or if you're, a few years away from retirement or if you're already retired. We want to make sure that 401k money lasts the rest of your retirement. And we also want to make sure you're giving yourself the best chance to get the most out of that money. We're going through these abnormally high interest rates this cycle here, and they are still available, these great rates. And the best rates are normally outside of your 401k. So once again, the number to call right now for a complimentary retirement account evaluation by me personally. I'm an accredited investment fiduciary, 25 years of experience. The number to call now, 610-894-7415, Chris.
Jim could sit down with you personally and have that conversation, explore other options out there. It all starts with that phone call, 610-894-7415. The website, retirereadyfg.com. Morningstar recently looked at two financial media stars and their advice about retirement withdrawals. Dave Ramsey, known for his frugality, recently drew attention after saying it's okay to take out 8% a year on a $500,000 portfolio, assuming an annual return of 12%. On the other hand, Susie Orman, she's saying 3% withdrawal, no more than 4. So that is two vastly different opinions there. Jim, what are your thoughts here? Is it time to throw out the percentages as a whole?
Yeah, well, Chris, I think it's funny because I had a feeling that these big major, you know, these claims, you know, they're making waves. Dave Ramsey, they know how to get headlines,
yeah,
and capture headlines, these two. Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, we're talking about. And I knew it would resurface. But look, they have both been commenting quite a bit. And it seems, you know, they're holding steadfast and not backing down from these beliefs, even though they're challenged by almost, you know, every advisor out there. But look, I would agree with a lot of things that Dave Ramsey kind of points out. You know, I love his whole process about trying to avoid debt and paying it down before retirement. But, you know, at least, you know, if you have a low interest rate mortgage or so, I wouldn't be in a rush to kind of just pay that off rapidly. But he thinks even pay that off. But look, if you got a great rate and you refied recently, I don't see any problem with that. Especially if you have the resources, you know, and the savings and all to continue paying the mortgage without, you know, increasing your stress level. But it boils down to this, I guess. You know, Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, they're media personalities. And the reason they've gained so much publicity is because they've been going on the air convincing people that financial issues are simple. And most Americans don't, you know, they don't like to hear that financial issues are a bit more complex.
Sure.
The American public wants to hear simple, straightforward answers. And I've heard them, these two, and there's plenty of other ones. I've heard them, the talking heads out there, a lot of them are categorized as, and I liked this quote, investment politicians. Think about that, because they're trying to, you know, appease the general public here. And sometimes the secret to their success really just comes from appearing accurate rather than actually being accurate. And we hear, you know, some of these one-liners from people like Susie. It's sad to think at how many people, you know, just, you know, like take the mold, it's like putty in their hands. You know, they just believe everything that these folks say. For example, Susie's her line about, well, here it is in quotes here, live below your means, but within your needs. Well, geez, thanks, Susie. I think we all need, you know we need to live within our means, you know, from a financial standpoint. Mm-hmm. So no real golden nugget of financial advice there. And then there's her super famous quote, people first, then money, then things. And look, you know, these little sayings are nice and all, but at the end of the day, we still need to be focused on building an investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to be getting results in our investments. We got to be keeping our taxes low and all of that. So, you know, I wouldn't take these lofty, these flowery one-liners from these financial personalities. You know, we got to take them with a grain of salt, Chris.
They give this advice out on TV and it's very generalized. And, you know, if they're wrong, there's no real repercussions for them because they're, but when it comes to actually having a plan, you don't want someone who goes, well, I was wrong. That's the end of it. You want something specific, something tailored for you that is going to, you know, suit you and get you, as we say so many times, you're two through and beyond retirement. And that is where actually sitting down and speaking with someone like yourself, a financial professional like yourself, is really the more important thing than listening to these catch-all sound bites, right?
Right. And these their little one-liners are so simple and just so generic that they can never be wrong. The Dave Ramsey comment, let's talk about that for a minute. I personally think it's completely out of line and it sends the wrong message. I mean, he's saying, you know, it's okay to take out 8% per year from your investment accounts once you're retired. And I can remember reading studies about tens of millions of Americans who retired back in the late 1990s or maybe the early 2000s, who they were withdrawing, you know, because remember the 90s were a big boom. Everyone thought the market was going to continue at that pace. So people were withdrawing 6% and they were invested in the S&P 500 index. And even at that 6% rate, they were running out of money, many of them, in just 12 years. And the S&P index is a fund with a proven track record of success and growth over time. I mean, look at the history of that thing. So how in the world Could people drain down their retirement accounts while they're invested in something with such a strong, successful mutual fund or index fund? And the reason is because once we're retired, we need to begin taking money steadily out of those retirement accounts. Our bills and our expenses, they are steady. We need a constant supply of food and utilities and property taxes and all that. We need to match the exact same pace of our bills with our withdrawals. So one of the worst things, I'll just say this, one of the worst things that can happen to your money would be that you're withdrawing some of the funds each month while you're also taking a hit on that money by losing money if the market and your balances are declining.
Yeah.
It's just simple math. You know, if there's a, you know, it's a double negative on your account balance in that situation. It's kind of like trying to swim with lead weights on your ankles. I mean, it's just one of the main reasons I talk about the importance of setting aside a portion of your retirement savings to be dedicated towards producing income that can help generate that cash flow that you know you're going to need once you're retired. And you see, there's a whole world of investments out there that are dedicated towards growing your money when you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. Then there's a whole separate world of investments and choices that are designed to get you through retirement. Investments that you get into when you're in your 60s, your 70s, or your 80s, or beyond. Because we said it earlier in the show, we shouldn't have the same exact mix of investments when we're in our 30s compared to our 60s. We just don't have the years to wait to try to regain those losses once we're in our 60s and beyond. And we certainly cannot be taking big losses while we're also making those withdrawals when we're in our 60s or our 70s. So, you know, look, a lot of listeners today have really enjoyed substantial increases in their investment account balances over the past few months. Look at your balances. You're going to have a nice smile on your face. But what I would do is I would suggest taking a deeper look at the mix of investments that you have and ask yourself some questions. Ask yourself, am I positioned best to get this money to last me the rest of my life? Ask yourself, should I take some of these profits that I've made, these gains that I've made recently, and maybe reallocate some of that money, you know, take some of the cream off the top, as they say, you know, put that into something more secure. You know, if I keep rolling the dice, am I going to be really disappointed if the market starts, you know, going down and I start giving back some big portions of this, of these gains that, that I've just made? And will I be able to make it through retirement if the market does indeed start giving back some of these, recent gains that I made in my account? I would ask yourself, you know, would this recent growth in my account, would it go a long way and maybe permanently helping my financial picture? Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Should I pay off my mortgage with a portion of this recent growth that I just made? Should I pay off some credit cards, maybe have student loans, helping your kids out, something like that? You know, just capturing some of this recent growth, taking it off the table. You know, should I take some of the growth and reallocate into investments that can gear me up for retirement, that can produce that monthly income? Maybe you want another $2,000 or maybe another $3,000 per month. And, you know, that would be a nice income to supplement and add on to what Social Security mm-hmm. you'll have rolling in. A lot of people say, hey, you know, now's a good time to take a portion of that. And maybe I want to create my own personal pension. Since a lot of us don't have pensions these days, there's some, you know, there's a lot of positive aspects to having that secure bit of monthly cash flow that's not contingent upon the stock market. And this is especially important for those folks that have longevity in their family history.
If you have questions or concerns about reaching your retirement goals, then give Retire Ready Financial Group a call, 610-894-7415, or visit online at retirereadyfg.com.
Retire Ready Wealth Management is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Retire Ready Wealth Management is licensed in your state, please call 610-704-2792. Retire Ready Wealth Management is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products. Offered through James Cipriotti, Pennsylvania Insurance License 366-900.
Investment advisory services offered through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, a Securities and Exchange Commission registered investment advisor firm. IPW and Retire Ready Financial Group are non-affiliated firms. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Investing involves risk. There's always the potential of losing money when you invest in securities. Asset allocation, diversification, and rebalancing do not ensure a profit or protect against loss in declining markets. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. IPW, its affiliates, and its investment advisor representatives do not provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. You should consult your legal and or tax professionals before making any financial decisions. Please be advised that you may conduct securities transactions only by speaking directly with your investment advisor representative, either by phone or in person.